Welcome to Postcast. David Locke along with Ron Boone in the red seats of Little Caesars Arena as the Utah Jazz defeat the Detroit Pistons tonight in overtime by the final score of 98-95. And what I think is important about this win, just that it's very different than the way the Jazz have been playing and the way they've been winning or not winning games recently. They fought through some adversity. They had some moments where it felt like the game was getting away. They showed some resiliency. They had a fabulous 10-1 run to force overtime and then really came out and hit them early in overtime.
Well, obviously that 10-1 run was the big plays of the ball game because they had just the Pistons had just gone on a run of their own, and the Jazz answered and gave themselves a chance to win the basketball game. And again, some big shots that was made. Just think back to a few games ago against New York, maybe Atlanta, but more in New York where the Jazz missed some big shots and gave themselves a chance to win tonight. They made a couple of them and obviously they end up winning the ball game.
The big play in regulation is the inbound pass down two with about 8 seconds left, and they get Joe Ingles for a layup on an inbound pass under the basket. Unheard of.
And that was very surprising, and I don't know if I explained the play enough, though, but Donovan Mitchell came off the screen first. But he makes a 360. But in the meantime, while Donovan Mitchell is making a 360 to come back off of that screen, Joe Ingles is cutting to the basket, and he gets the layup. You never want to see that. That probably should never happen. You should never get a layup like that. But, you know,
good for
the Jazz. They end up getting it done.
They get that. Then the first of two great defensive plays by Rudy Gobert as he comes out and alters the shot of Luke Kennard, who had his feet set. I mean, I think my call of it was his feet are set. Like, in other words, to me that means he's got a look. He's in his shooting rhythm. And Rudy came out and flew at him and did a nice job altering that shot because Andre Drummond set a massive pick on whoever, and I couldn't see who it was anymore, on who Luke Kennard was guarding. Luke Kennard.
You know, Drummond sets a very strong, wide pick. So, you know, shooters would love to run off screens like that from a player like that. But Kennard having to adjust his shot really makes a difference in, you know, when you have a guy running at you. If you don't practice those things, someone running at you and getting up in the air will bother you. You want to rush it or you want to change it, like I thought Harris did on that last shot, because Rudy Gobert was running at him. And he went off one leg, and he got very, very high up in the air. And that forced Harris to alter that shot a little bit, and he ended up missing it. So it really makes a difference.
That's the second defensive play by Gobert tonight is the one Ron's just talking about there. The Jazz, 98-95. They made some mistakes late. Rudy dropped a rebound, really, is what it comes down to. And a three for Tobias Harris was a great look. Rudy's guys had nothing to do with it. I mean, this was just a pure, astute play, keeping an eye on what's going on. And in the first one, he comes out because Andre Drummond picks his man. He reads it correctly.
Right.
This one, he's just paying attention to the circumstances, understands that down three they have to shoot a three, and flies out to the shooter, leaving someone under the rim, but he doesn't care. It's a really smart basketball play.
It was, and you're glad to see that. I'm sure Quinn Snyder is going to compliment him for that because, you know, in practice he talks to Rudy about those little detail things right there. Now, I wasn't really sure who set the screen on Joe on the weak side of the play that caused him to be trailing Harris, running behind Harris, and that forced Rudy to, okay, recognize what was going on, get over there and challenge the shot. But whatever the case, it was Joe Ingles' man that Joe Ingles ended up having to trail to try to defend the play on the strong side.
Some really big plays in overtime, namely the first two are Joe Ingles' three-point shots that put the Jazz up by six.
Now, he had two of them in overtime.
Yes,
and that was just
the first two
huge
field goals.
And that's what I'm talking about. They made big shots in this ball game, whereas, you know, in some previous games that we've had, and I go back to that New York game, we had three, I think, in about a span of about 10 seconds, and neither one of them was able to fall.
One, and then the next three comes from Donovan Mitchell, who was not having a good night tonight. Donovan was 6 of 20, started the night 4 of 8, was 2 of 12 in the second half, really just had a hard time getting to the basket, didn't have his lift on one or two, struggled finish around the rim, turned it over another 5 times, got 20 turnovers in the last 4 games. So there's a lot on his shoulders and a lot going on. And that's what I think is also interesting about this game is they Quinn had to pull the ball out of Donovan's hand. He had such a tough time. Andre Drummond had stripped him on a play. He'd really gotten himself in trouble and turned it over. And so he turned the ball game kind of over to Ingles a little bit as the point guard late in the game. Rubio as well. And those guys were the guys that made the plays late for the Jazz.
Well, and just think now, the next ball game the Jazz play against the Detroit Pistons, I think they come to Utah in March. Donovan Mitchell will know how big and how Drummond recovers very well to block shots. I mean, he drove to the basket a couple of times. He thought he was absolutely just free for a layup, and all of a sudden he gets his shot blocked. I mean, this is the things you learn, and you'll be able to watch film. He'll be ready the next time they play the Pistons.
He also played 43 minutes.
Which is young enough to do it.
Listen to the old guy. Listen to the old guy.
Just give me that 43
Not giving him though. Anything. Not giving. All right, Ricky Rubio deserves some credit. He had a really miserable night the other night. Frankly, his open of the game was tough to overcome for the team. And he comes out tonight. He goes 4 of 8, but more importantly, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal. And he got blasted, cut up pretty badly, and came back into the game to make the key plays. Nice to see that kind of toughness.
Well, he's always going to play hard. I mean, he has a pace, a tempo out there that I don't think he knows how to play but one way. And he's always disrupting things. But I think the great thing he's doing now is starting to rebound. This is the second double-double this year.
Third
double-double where he's had 10 or more rebounds. And he's getting him just by being around inside the free throw line, that type of thing, anticipating where the ball's going to come off the rim and getting those rebounds to the point where he can go get them. He's just not standing around waiting for someone else to get the rebound to get him the basketball, which is what I'm saying.
Andre Drummond was awesome tonight. 30 points, 24 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 5 blocks. Awesome. Totally awesome.
Yeah, 11 for 17 from the field. He's just huge. And I know Rudy's probably thinking, I'm glad this game is over with. This dude is just big. You know, he's 6'11", Rudy's taller, but he is 285 pounds. And that is, that wears on you. The longer you play the ball game, that weight and that strength is going to wear on you toward the end of the ball game. Rudy's only 245.
Which makes Rudy's 2 defensive plays maybe even more impressive.
Absolutely.
So the Jazz win it in overtime tonight. Final score 98-95. They're asking us what we think of the new arena here.
I love it. I like it. It's just huge. It's just too big. As we mentioned during the air, this is the second largest arena in the league right now. The largest is the United Center in Chicago.
But there's probably 22,000 people that are willing to come watch hockey.
And if you think about the Jazz new arena and how the lower bowl seats, you go underneath to an all-exclusive area where you can go eat and all that kind of stuff. It has that same flavor to it. Did not get a chance to go out on the concourse to see what kind of venues they have, but just in here, this is
that huge. Back area is pretty cool.
Yes, it is.
And now you look like you're going after Matt Harpring's record.
Well, I thought I'd bring you one.
Oh, that's nice, you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Jazz win tonight in overtime. Have a good night.
About cookies.
We're talking about cookies.